ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is the Gas Man with my co-host. I won't say anything stupid
with the most.
There you go. How's it going, buddy?
Doing all right. How about you?
Great, great. Fans, how are you out there? Send us an email. Let us know.
We want to know.
Call us. If you look at Twitter right now or Facebook right now, you get our phone number. I'd rather you not text me. Call.
We do have our phone numbers out there. So
phone number singular. That would be mine. I think maybe I'll put Lugs out there later for shits and giggles.
Just saying, you can text us.
Yes, you can text us. It's not like my true number, though. It's linked to my cell phone, but it's not my true number. Hmm. It's a Google Voice number.
Fancy.
Yeah, I don't want to give everybody in the world my freaking cell phone number. It'd be blowing up in the middle of the night and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Just like...
I'm that important. Sure. I'm like the president. All right, folks, as always, welcome back to another week. We're excited to have you. It's a very fun week this week. And as always, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. And as always, we're going to start off with the official beer of NASCAR.
Bush. Oh, mine foamed.
I think they call that head. All right, so this week, kind of a... interesting week. We go into one of the crown jewel events, the biggest events of the year, and it gets rained out and pushed until Monday.
Yeah.
Kind of screwed us over.
Yeah.
Because we were going to go.
We were actually going to go. Yeah. Yeah. And Mother Nature did not play nice.
Unfortunately, we have jobs that we had to be at on Monday.
Yeah. So, what was it? Hurricane Gordon? We got the remnants of?
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Talking about hurricanes, Florence is getting ready to hit. If you're on the East Coast, thank you for listening to us, but why in the hell are you listening to us right now? Go seek shelter somewhere.
Wait, yeah.
Get out of there.
But know that you are in our thoughts.
Absolutely. I've actually been through a hurricane myself.
Yeah.
I lived in Houston at one time, and literally just a couple months after I moved there, we got hit with, I think it was Hurricane Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I had a friend that lived a couple hundred miles away. I went to stay with him for about a week.
Yeah.
Caused some damage. Got a new roof on the house. Lost every tree I had.
Really?
Yeah, the power was out. It was in September, actually right around the same date. Power was out for a whole week. When we got back, it was still out, but it was only out for another day when we got back. But it was a mess because you're talking about Houston where it's 95 degrees, humid.
Right.
It really missed the AC.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So thankfully, we evacuated and went to Austin for the weekend and stayed there and was able to stay at my buddy's place. We got to partake in some air conditioning activities.
I did see quite a few racetracks were opening up their campgrounds.
Yeah, Charlotte, Talladega, Bristol.
Yeah.
So take advantage. If you got campers or just, you know, truck beds or whatever, take advantage of that, folks. I mean, if you have a truck bed without a camper on the back, you'll probably get wet. But get tents, you know, stop in those towns and get tents at Walmart or whatever. Just do what you got to do. Take care of yourself and your family and your pets.
Right. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about,
Do we get started with the Cup, or do we get started with the Xfinity? Do we go in chronological order, or do we go with what we usually do?
Let's do what we usually do, man. Why you gotta change things?
All right, I'm not changing things. I'm asking. Maybe that's what I'm changing. I'm asking instead of just going into stuff. So, we go to the Cup race. We have Bad Brad Keselowski.
Coming off his win at Darlington.
Yeah, well, and now his win at Indy.
Yeah. Yeah, but so, you said coming off his win, so.
Yeah. So one crown jewel event to the next crown jewel event. Perfect time to get hot. I mean, going into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, so good job. Good job, Keselowski. You know, a lot of people on Twitter were giving him some hate.
Were they? Why?
Yeah, they're calling him like the Mr. Ed and the horse guy and different shit like that. Just give him a hard time because he won this race. Let's talk about that real quick. So the finish
he
of the
earned
race.
It. Yeah.
He absolutely earned it. So let's talk about what happened at the end of the race. Not even the end. It was like, you know, a couple laps to go.
Before we get to that.
Okay.
Were you able to watch any of it?
Yes,
I missed the entire thing.
I absolutely did not pay attention to my job and watched it on my phone.
I hope they don't listen to
this. I hope my
boss
did not listen to this. Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely sat at my desk in my little office seat thing and turned my Facebook streaming on, and I found it. Well, I'll put it this way. I tried posting the link on our Facebook page.
Someone is calling us.
Hey, we're getting a call from Florida. Let's take it. Hello, this is Wrecking Racing.
Is this through the Wrecking Racing crew?
It is. Who are we speaking to?
This is Devin from Florida. The one that
missed it's funny, Devin, because we literally were just talking about you.
Yeah, we were. That's funny.
Well, Lugs was. He was just asking, hey, where's Devin at? I figured he would call in.
Yeah, I did. I was on our way back from dinner tonight. I was like, I'm surprised Devin hasn't called in one of these nights. So that's funny.
Yeah. How you doing tonight, Devin?
Good. I'm actually just playing Heat 3 right now.
NASCAR Heat 3?
Yeah.
How is it?
Online kind of sucks with idiots racing against you, but career mode's pretty fun. I do all the owner stuff, so I kind of got to work for being good at it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about picking it up, but I just haven't gotten a chance to really look and see what the feedback has been so far. So
yeah, and I've kind of got rid of my PS4 and my Xbox One, or in the process of getting rid of them, so I don't play console games anymore. However, I started playing iRacing, kind of. I mean, I'm losing iRacing.
Do you play iRacing as well?
No, I want to.
Gotcha.
It's expensive. I mean, just to get going. So here, I have no computer. I mean, I had a computer, but it was a shit computer. So I go and spend, you know, freaking grand on a gaming computer, you know, a couple hundred on a steering wheel and, you know, all that stuff. And my wife's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, I know.
Yeah, it adds up quick.
Yeah, extremely. So how's weather down in Florida? Are you getting some of this hurricane weather?
No, thank God.
Yeah, no.
Better than not have right now.
Yeah, no kidding. It's you know, for our folks who listen on the East Coast, again, please, if you're listening to us, screw listening to us, go seek shelter somewhere. Yeah, get out of there.
Yeah. Hopefully the storm can die down before it does too much damage. Definitely gonna hit hard though.
Yeah, hopefully, definitely.
So you got any questions for us tonight, Devin? You always send us questions.
What are your thoughts on Brickyard?
So, Lugs was just, you haven't heard this part of the podcast yet, we're in the middle of recording, but Lugs was just saying that he didn't get a chance to watch it. However, I was sitting at my desk at work watching it on my phone, so I got to watch it. I was actually very impressed with it. I thought it was a very good race. Very, very good race. There was racing all around, and it actually made me very happy when Denny Hamlin got roughed up a little bit and he cried about it.
What was your thoughts?
I'm not a big Keselowski fan, so I'm good for him for coming out of nowhere, essentially, and winning it, and winning two in a row.
Right.
Good for him, but I'd rather seen someone else win it. As much as a Harvick fan, he didn't have it that race. So I would have liked to see Bush and Bowyer go at it again.
Yeah, definitely. I was really rooting for Bowyer. I'll be honest with you. I really like Bowyer. He's a guy you can get behind. He's so enthusiastic. He drinks a lot of beer like we do.
That he does.
Yeah, I definitely like Bowyer. Now, I'm not a Keselowski hater. I'm not a Hamlin lover. But I think Hamlin bitches and moans a lot. So I was really, really happy to see Keselowski and he didn't do anything I don't think any of us wouldn't do. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of contact, but I think it was a product of clean racing.
Yeah,
it
wasn't like he was dirty
was
or anything like that. Yeah,
yeah. So, because it's funny, because
it was a door tap. It's not.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's not really paint.
Yeah. So when
it's
I watched
trying to get the spot.
When I watched the recap, kind of, I saw like a 15-minute compressed version of it. NASCAR.com posted. It showed the end there. Hamlin got out of his car and like walked around his car, like looking like, you know, maybe there was going to be more damage or something along those lines. Yeah. Like he expected, like
he got out, puts his hands on his hips, looking,
he was looking for a reason to, yeah, to justify his angerness.
Yes,
I think.
Yes. And in his mind, whenever Keselowski came on the inside of him, he may have thought it was worse than what it was. I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline, a lot of emotion going on at that time. So, yeah, so overall, Devin, I think most people enjoyed the race. I seen Jeff Gluck's Twitter poll, and it was like 71% enjoyed it. So I think it's definitely was on the positive side of things compared to what Indy typically is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were going to go to it, but, you know, with the rain, we didn't get a chance to go. So,
are you going to do the Roble?
I know Lugs would absolutely love that. Unfortunately, if he goes, I would not be able to attend. So my schedule is very limited. I have my custody of my daughter every other weekend. So there's some weekends I want to take her to a race, get her. She watches him with me on the TV, but right now it's just that's partaking a little bit too much, and unfortunately that's one of my weekends. Are you going to attend another race this year?
I am actually wanting to go up to the Roble.
Okay, I mean that'd be awesome.
Next question was going to be, Lowe's, where you want to sit at? Because I'd be glad to watch the race with you.
Oh, that almost sounds like a date almost.
Oh man, I'd love to. I'll have to see what see what the options are. I guess and see what my schedule looks like. I kind of ruled it out because the old gas man here wasn't gonna be able to make it. But maybe I'll have to start looking and see.
Yeah, hell, you might even be able to talk Saucon into it.
Maybe
that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, are you still working at Bass Pro?
Yeah, I'm still right where you left your business card.
Fantastic. So, quick story, folks, is that I am not a marketing genius. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. So, whenever we were in Daytona for the Coke Zero Sugar 400, I would just leave my business card or our business card for our show everywhere. And we had at least one person find it. So, thank you. I appreciate the feedback and everything you gave us about that as well.
Yeah, so I went to lunch. And I had just started listening to your podcast the week before. So
you knew of us before you found our card.
Yeah, so I saw it and I was like, oh my god, like I just started listening to you guys.
That's
and,
awesome.
That's a small world.
I just started listening, I just got back from lunch and I must have just missed you guys.
Well darn.
Which department are you working?
So Vesper has their credit cards for Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the asshole trying to sell it to you.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we
it's a good program.
Yeah, I put some in the bathroom, so I thought maybe you were cleaning the bathrooms or something.
No.
Nope, not me. Yeah, I had magnets too. So anywhere I can find like metal, like I was on the trailers that selling merchandise. I was putting them on the trailers selling merchandise. I'm sure it's pissed off people about, you know, with us somewhere around this world right now. But, oh, well, you know, it's marketing. We had to try to get our name out there. We're still new, and we were really new at that time.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. Yeah. What other kind of questions you got? Here, I got one for you. Who's going to win it?
All right.
Who's going to win the championship, or what's your final four? So anyway, going back to my question, your final four, who would that be?
So, I'm a Harvick fan, so I'm going to have him there, obviously.
Yes.
I think this isn't, I want to call it a dark horse, as you guys like to name it, but I think Chase is going to wait till last minute and pull one through.
So, you think he'll
make his way into that final four.
Okay. So, you think he'll advance to the top eight and then last minute, like, say, what, Martinsville? Skate through? Win Martinsville?
He's
that Martinsville. Yeah.
I mean, he almost took it last year before Hamlin took him out.
Fucking Hamlin. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm a Bass Pro kid, so Martin Truex, as long as he can start getting a better few races compared to the last ones he's had.
Yeah, he's been, had a couple of bad weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah, and then it's Saturday, but I see Kyle Busch getting in there.
Oh, and, yeah.
He's got some talent.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely a wheel man, definitely has talent.
So you don't think Keselowski will be in the final four?
I don't see it.
It would be nice.
He's going to get a little too hot.
Yeah, I would say, wouldn't it be nice if we can choose, like, six people to be in our top four? It's so hard to make these choices.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, who'd you have in your final? I'm sorry?
If I had to have one more in there, it would be probably, I think Johnson can do it. Maybe. Actually, I don't know if he's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is he out already?
Yeah, with Johnson, I don't...
I'm going to disagree on that one.
I don't see Johnson doing...
I mean, unless they're much. Just playing a facade.
He's in the playoffs.
What's that?
He's in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's in... Yeah, yeah. I mean, he can... He did what he had to do. He's in the playoffs.
You know who else is in the playoffs? Austin Dillon, but he ain't making it to Homestead.
Yeah.
Man, that was very dirty of you.
Sorry.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, show some faith, man. Man.
I can't stand him at all.
He's a Bass Pro guy.
Yeah, but no. That I'm actually on Heat 3, I'm actually using Oscar. I'm using Ty Dillon's car right now. So I thought that was kind of humorous.
Gotcha.
Ty Dillon. So, hey, he was my dark horse a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
Ty Dillon was.
So, Devin, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, obviously. Where would you put NASCAR Heat 3? Give us an official review.
Compared to what?
NASCAR Heat 2.
Heat 2 was garbage. So, this one kicks it. My favorite NASCAR game out there was Dirt to Daytona. And I think this Heat 3 is getting closer to what Dirt to Daytona was able to do.
You know, I've heard that before, but I never played Dirt to Daytona, I don't think.
So do you think that
the best game out there.
Do you think Heat 2 is better than the first Heat that came out 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
All day.
So they've so they're making gains at least with each release.
Yeah, there's some small things that they need to fix, such as like the paint booth, but I think they need to worry about the physics and actual gameplay before they start worrying about all that extra stuff that all the non-diehards want to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. And I'm sure we'll play that sometime because we tend to play games at Lug's house.
Yeah. Is it two-player split screen like the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So and plus you got your $50 ticket voucher, right? So you can take that up to the Roval.
I got my ticket voucher. Is that Charlotte, actually? I just thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would.
Probably.
That's an ISC track, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, no, that's Bruton Smith. That's a
SM.
Speedway Blue Incorporated. Yeah. So, I don't, maybe it isn't good there.
He really want. I mean.
No, it works there.
It does, okay.
Okay, that's awesome.
What are you going to say?
I'm not going to say it.
Bite your tongue.
I was going to say he wants to see it, but obviously you two want to see it, so. No, I'll be honest with you. I kind of want to see it because it's going to be a crash fest. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Being a playoff race, a track they've never been to, it's going to be, are they going to be cautious? Are you going to have these meaningless guys wreck people, as
like
Hamlin would
Indy?
Say? Yeah. So I'm just trying to, it could be very interesting. I mean, it could really have such a dynamic part of the playoffs.
So, oh, it will. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it would be very interesting. Yeah, so who is your favorite racer of all time?
Of all time, got to be the Intimidator.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we're definitely I am on board with you. You know, Lugs would probably rank him like fifth on his list or something, because Lugs is trash like that.
Dale and Gordon were my childhood drivers.
Man,
they were polar opposites, but I was all about them.
Yeah, they definitely were. Couldn't be more opposite for sure.
Yeah, but that's respectful. Yeah, I like it. Good. What else? Well, you know, tell us more about you. I mean, you're one of the few people who actually contact us regularly.
When did you start racing or start watching racing?
I've always watched racing. So, grew up 20 miles down the road from, or 20 minutes down the road from the speedway. Would go out there occasionally, watch the not so good drivers drive around the track, testing their cars. Got to go to a bunch of races. I get free tickets to pretty much every single Daytona race because my dad's boss's son works for Stuart Haas.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
We get trial tickets pretty much every time they're there.
Okay.
The important question right now, Devin, is I'm sorry to cut you off, but you just kind of made us acknowledge something here. Do you get hot passes, and how do we go about getting those?
You gotta go through. I have gotten hot passes before. It's been a long time, but you have to go through the credential office, and you have to have like an appointment that's set by the team. So the only way you get it is if you can get it through someone that's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Media passes are easier to get though.
But I can't get a media. We tried for the Coke Zero 400. We tried to get media passes, and Daytona and basically said pound sand.
Yeah, there's it's easier to get media passes than hot passes. I can see if there's anything that I can enable.
Yeah. Devin, do you now currently, or have you ever collected diecast?
I actually have. I got one a couple weeks ago because of Truex leaving Burnt Row. I wanted to get his last like car.
Okay.
Them.
Okay. So
I picked up. I am trying to get into it. I want to get some replica helmets, do all that, and make a little racing man cave.
Okay.
So cool. Lugs, how many cars do you have?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. So I have like 3, and I don't even display them. I just keep them in boxes. Lugs has a whole office dedicated to his cars and his G.I. Joes.
I don't have G.I. Joes. I'll own the cars, but not G.I. Joes. Not that there's anything wrong with G.I. Joes.
His doll room.
Yeah. The only diecast I have right now are Harvick, Nationwide, Jimmy John's car. I have 2 Truex cars, another Harvick when they had the Car of Tomorrow, and then this is kind of funny, but I have 2 Rick Crawford diecasts, and one of them signed, because he was kind of, he was a friend of ours, in a sense, but
the pedophile?
We try not to keep in contact with him.
Oh, man, that's like the worst person to have, unfortunately.
At this time, yeah.
Yeah.
You heard about what happened, though, right?
What's that?
But you were aware of what happened recently, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's why I said they're not the best ones.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Okay.
I didn't catch that part, but
yeah, I wouldn't like.
You can't ever foresee the future, though.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
So, cool.
Yeah. Awesome. So like, are you into any other hobbies or anything? Like, do you do any kind of I don't know, anything?
I skateboard. I fish. I play bass guitar.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
That's pretty much,
nicely. Yeah, right. Yeah, I tried playing guitar once, and I sucked. So I bought a whole bunch of equipment. I tried for about 2 weeks. I sucked, so I sold it all.
Kind of like your iRacing career.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. I'm really bad about starting something new and just moving on to something
immediately
else.
Giving up.
Yeah, I know. I am horrible about that. I am horrible. It's like our friendship, Lugs. I gave up on that a long time
yeah.
ago.
No, this is the side of the podcast I want to hear.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we have to edit a lot out each week because I tend to drop a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, we get on side tangents easily.
A full unedited version of it.
You know, maybe we... Yeah, I think we should do that.
We talked about doing a blooper reel once.
Yeah,
sometime.
I don't know.
Have you guys... I know this is a rivaling podcast, but have you guys thought about recording it like Glass Case Immersion?
Oh, like live with a video?
So, kind of. So, our buddy Sokka, you've heard him on a couple of episodes. He's a big YouTuber, and he wants us to do that.
We've had a couple people say, hey, when can I watch it?
Yeah.
So,
I guess, yeah, true.
I mean, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because we've actually had quite a few people mention that they actually want to see us. Like, wow, yeah. We do.
So you don't want to see me. I am much. I am very much a radio face. And Sokka too.
How rude.
You what? I'm sorry, you cut out there.
I would love to be able to meet you guys and sit down on the podcast or even be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're more than welcome to call in. You know, absolutely. I mean, unless you're
you
want to
this one.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, fly to Indiana anytime soon. It's a shithole. I'll just let you know that now.
I'm sure there's something out there I like.
Oh, I don't know about
Indianapolis
that.
Motor Speedway.
Yeah, but that's like 4 hours away.
Yeah, not quite.
And no, actually, where we live at is kind of it's interesting because we're, you know, 2.5 hours from St. Louis. We're, what, 3.5 from Cincy, an hour and a half from Louisville. We're 2 hours from Nashville.
Kentucky Speedway is about 3 hours.
Yeah.
So.
We're centrally located. Now, if they ever add the Nashville Fairgrounds, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they ever do anything with Gateway, that'd be awesome, too. It'd be like a lot in our wheelhouse. What was that?
I just said I missed the Gateway track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
There's good races out there.
Yeah, definitely. The trucks still go there, don't they? Or do they stop? I don't know. It's hard to keep track sometimes of the changes. Where the hell did this come from, Lugs?
I don't think they've been there for a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think they have. I don't think they've been there for a little while.
I guess they still do ARCA. I know they were there not too long ago, so it must have been ARCA. Or
ARCA's
maybe
just really fast bumper cars.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can like wreck and be 10 laps down, still finish in top 10.
Kind of like Gas Man on iRacing.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. Yeah, I had some guy on my last, we were at Daytona, and we're doing a truck race, and some guy completely came up into me. I'm on the outside. He just literally came up and thought he had me cleared, I guess, and spun himself out, and he went ape shit about how I can't race, and it was all his fault. So then I was like, fuck you, you know, stuff like that.
Is this through the audio or typing?
Oh, audio. It's all blare. I'm surprised you didn't hear because you were on that race. Well, it was actually practice, but he was going crazy. So I'm like cussing him out, telling him to go fuck himself. And then I realized I was pushing the wrong button. So anything I said did not go over there. So I just let it go. But yeah, iRacing's fun. It's just expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. That's the one thing that's kind of stopped me. It's like, oh, I want to do this. I'm like, ah, oh, wait, that's $200.
It was $66 for a year, but now we're at a point where we have to buy our tracks, our cars, all that stuff. I mean, you get some free stuff. It's just not enough to keep your appetite wet, you know. So you do skateboarding and stuff. You broken any arms, legs, kneecaps?
Torn ACL. I've had a broken foot. Those are really the two injuries skateboarding other than bouncing my head off the concrete numerous times.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those are fun.
I'm surprised you're not a Denny Hamlin fan then. You know, I'm ripping on him really hard this week. I don't know, he really pissed me off with his post race comments and stuff. I think he's just being an idiot. But.
No, I think it's his time is coming up to follow Casey Kane and that crew.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of almost like a Dale Jr. where you know you're really hot early in your life, and then you kind of just fizzle off, and actually you're taking up space basically. And I kind of feel that's where he's at right now. I mean, he was competitive last week, I agree, or this week I should say, I agree, but that's not very common anymore. Like Matt Kenseth maybe, although Matt Kenseth may have been more competitive in his later years.
I would agree.
So have you guys heard any more news about the whole Shrek ordeal and what's going on with that? Because I can't find anywhere to keep up with it.
No, so nothing official. It's a good question. Nothing official. At this point, it is still heavily rumored that he's going to the 19 and that Suarez is going to the 95. Suarez has been instructed by Joe Gibbs Racing not to discuss it, and Truex says, I have something in place. That's all I'm saying. So they're filling in the gap. Nothing certain, but filling the gap is, you know, that's the deal. The stuff we're hearing now, I don't know if maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. Have you heard anything about Matt Kenseth going to Stuart Haas?
That's what I was about to say. Because I was thinking about during the break, I was like, man, Kenseth is actually making a return because he's able to keep up with it. But it'd be cool if he took the 41 spot.
Yeah, you know, I think Kenseth still has it if he was in good equipment. Unfortunately, Roush is not good equipment, although he was competitive this week. I see Stuart Haas being like the retirement team, but them still being on the high note. I mean, look at Kurt Busch, yeah. Clint Bowyer, you know, Kevin Harvick. They're all doing fantastic at their older age. So it's like they're talking about all the young guys, then it's like a couple of the old guys thrown in, and it's like Stuart Haas. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a perfect fit for him if he wanted to do that. Yeah, I think I would enjoy it.
Leave everyone out.
Yeah, I definitely think it'd be beneficial to him. I've never been a huge Kenseth fan. As a kid growing up, I hated Fords. I was always a Chevy guy. But now, yeah. in today's world, I kind of like Kenseth. I'm glad he's making a little bit of a return, so I'm hoping that he does. I really do.
Are you excited about going off about manufacturers? What are your thoughts on the whole Toyota Supra coming to Xfinity?
I think we got mixed feelings on this. I have mixed feelings. I think Logs is excited about it. He's a Toyota guy.
I wouldn't know if I would say that, but I mean, I'm excited that we're gonna have like three kind of sports cars pioneering in the series, you know.
Okay, so yeah, but we're making a push right now, and we discussed it a couple weeks in a row now about getting NASCAR back to like a stock car, right?
Yeah, it's counterproductive to that, yeah. But
yeah, if we go in that, if we try to push towards that trend, the Super makes absolutely no sense. None. So if they're doing template cars with just decals, then it makes sense.
That's all it's ever been, though. So
it's No.
Well, in the last 15 years.
Okay, yes, I give you that, but not ever.
Ever, no, yeah. That was bad. But okay. In the last 15 years, that's all it's been, so.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I'm excited about the visualization of it. I'm just not excited about the future of it. Because like I said, I would like for us to get back more to the
stock aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just doesn't make sense for that. I mean, it's going to be front wheel drive, right? Whenever the actual Supra, when they come out again. Isn't that the rumor?
No, I don't think. I think it's going to be it's rear-wheel drive. It's a
I
combination between them and BMW, but I'm pretty sure it's rear-wheel drive.
Okay, I thought I read that when they come out, they're going to be front-wheel drive. Mm-mm. So
I hadn't read that.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. And it's more likely going to be automatic, not stick. You're not going to have a stick option. And that, again, that's what I read. I don't know if that's accurate or true, or just rumblings or ramblings, whatever.
So, yeah.
What do you think? What is, and if you were ahead of NASCAR right now, what would you do to feel like to fix the sport?
I'd say they take their personal cars out there and see who's successful.
That's not a bad idea. Who was saying last week they want to take the rental cars out?
Somebody, I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember who it was now, said that Avis provide the rental cars, Nationwide provides the insurance, just get all the rental cars out on the track and race.
Yeah.
I don't remember who that was. But that is definitely a very good idea.
I think if we got it back to how the racing was kind of like 1998 to about 2003, I think that was my favorite racing because that's kind of what I grew up watching. And I would love to see it be back to that. I like the stages, but I think they need to be only on super speedways and road courses. Mile and a half down, let them run.
Okay. What was your feeling about the stage racing and the Xfinity race? That first stage.
For Indy?
Yeah. It was pretty exciting, I thought.
I didn't really get to watch Indy because I was selling credit cards.
yeah, okay. You're selling debt. That's a great, great career.
Four wide finish.
Yeah, the four wide. Yeah, that was awesome. I thought it was awesome. Pretty neat.
I felt bad for for Elliott Sadler, because I know that he's fast. He can keep up with those guys and still put his name up there.
And especially being his last year, he just wants to go out on top, and he keeps having issues.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think he still has plenty of time, I think.
Yeah. I mean.
Although Allgaier's going to be tough, man. He's not showing any slowing down.
Yeah. What do you think, Devin? You think Justin deserves another stab at the Cup Series?
No. Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
What would it take to persuade you? Because it's got 5 wins now, so, I mean.
Well, I mean, I've won 5 races at Speed Park across the street from the Speedway. Does that mean I can race ARCA? He's talented. He's a good driver. But he's got that aggressiveness for Xfinity. I don't think he'll be able to translate that over to Cup.
I do agree with you. He's in some really good equipment. So I think that plays a little bit into it.
Yeah, Mike Lynette agrees.
Okay, you got me there.
Oh, that sucks. I hope he doesn't listen to this because I actually asked him to be on the show. it's funny because I actually reached out to Michael Annette's team today asking if he can come on the show. That is funny.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get people to respond to me, though.
Probably because they've listened to the podcast.
I know. You know, I think what making tonight great night logs is that we actually had beer before we started drinking beer during the podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like you can talk this time.
Yeah, you're not all burpy.
Yeah, I burped earlier. I turned my head. Try not to do it in the microphone. All right, you know what? Since you're just on the phone, we might as well go down our list of stuff here and just keep you on the phone if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just sitting here right now.
Awesome. So let's go. Let's do the Indy rundown. So a couple of takeaways was, man, look at that hit that Bubba had.
Yeah, lost the brakes again, I think.
Again, Pocono.
From Pocono, now Indy, and good old David Starr had to plow in there.
Yeah, he was blaming David Starr about that. I don't know. I mean, obviously it's David Starr. He can't race save his life, but.
ARCA driver again.
yeah. Did you see the wreck?
I saw some of it. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. So you're probably kind of like logs where you caught up on the highlights and stuff.
Yeah, well, I get the text notifications that I can catch little bits of it here or there. I saw the wreck, and that goes back to being an ARCA driver. I just can't think of what that guy's name was.
Yeah, David Starr. And then this week,
David Starr, that's it.
Yeah, David Starr. This week, Kyle Weatherman's taking his place in that car. Yeah, maybe we have Kyle on sometime.
You know, guys, one thing from the Indy race that I thought was interesting, mistake you don't see too often by Kyle Busch's crew is they pitted too early.
Oh, yeah, they got caught. Yeah.
Coming to that stage.
Yeah.
They, I guess, Kenseth crossed the line before they got onto pit road.
Yep.
So.
Not by much, but yes.
Kind of a real hairy technical situation, but still, you don't see that happen too often. So.
No, I mean, his team is pretty flawless usually.
Well, they were issues the whole race.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, 6 moves in the tire. Yeah, Blaney overshooting his pit stall because he still thought he was in the Xfinity race.
Yeah,
he did. He said, I was looking at the 22. Ah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's happened several times before with people. Yeah. One thing about you guys probably didn't see this, guy. I doubt they re-aired this portion. But they're talking to Stewart about the crew chief for Bowyer making a call to either come in or to try to win that stage for stage points. And they decided to play the safe and not run out of gas and come in on the end of the stage 2. And they're talking to Stewart about that. They asked Stewart, you know, what would he have done? He said, well, I guess I got bigger balls than they do. And he said this on national TV. Well, I thought it was hilarious, but I'm surprised they didn't edit that out. He's like, oh, they did the right thing, though. But...
censored.
What was that?
That big balls is really isn't something you can censor.
I don't think it is. Probably not. I guess I'm shocked by it a little bit. Not shocked from Stewart. I'm shocked that they didn't, like, they didn't acknowledge it or anything and just act like a normal conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure they were just purposely skipped over it. But.
Yeah, yeah. I thought for first when you said censor, I thought you said something about Jimmy Spencer. I don't know why. But.
Well, that was in a Brickyard incident, too, with Kurt Busch. What did you guys think about Hamlin's comment saying, you know, meaningless drivers? He had the win in the bag until the meaningless drivers in the back had to wreck.
Well, guess what? That's racing.
Yeah, exactly. My thought, too.
Yep.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was kind of you almost expected it. You kind of seen it coming anyway. He should have been expected. If he didn't want Keselowski to do that, then he should have stayed on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And forced Keselowski to punt him or something. And he didn't. He just raced him and got on the inside of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just kind of – it's not Keselowski's fault he couldn't hold the bottom. And he took advantage of it. Yeah, he rubbed him a little bit, but hell, it's, you know, baby taps.
Yeah. Okay. Good showing by Eric Jones. Let's talk about our picks. How our picks shook out. You ready?
Hold on one second. Before we go on ours, did you have any picks this weekend, Devin?
No. Like I said, I didn't even think I'd be able to watch any of the race, so I didn't get it as into it as normally.
Okay. So he only Lugs only wants to talk about his picks because he's gonna show off because he annihilated me this week.
Yeah. So my picks were Kyle Busch and Eric Jones. Kyle finished 8th, Jones 2nd, so that got me an average finish of 5th.
Yeah, and I had Harvick Amarola in my average finish of 15.
Oh, what was that guess, man?
So Harvick finished 4th. I was close. Amarola was 23rd. I had an average of 13.5. And if I had just stuck with Paul Menard, who I was jokingly taking, it would have been 9th and a 4th, and I would have averaged a 6.5
and still gotten beat, but you know, I do feel bad for Almirola. He man, he just keeps getting beat down. He's got fast cars, but he just keeps having issues, and it seems like every race.
Yeah, he's
in a situation where he has the good equipment. He's got scale behind the wheel, but he just doesn't have the testicular fortitude to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I didn't get to see this. Didn't he have some sort of issue on pit road as well? Was he speeding? I thought I saw or heard, maybe.
Very good, possibly. I don't remember. You think it was speeding?
I mean, I think it was speeding, yeah.
Okay. We could always look that up later, but no big deal. But, I mean, there was a couple of notables. Like, one is Kenseth. That was awesome.
12th. Yeah, came
finished 12th, even though he had, there at the end, he fell off the jack. Mm-hmm. But he won stage 2. Paul Menard finishing 9th.
Yep.
Michael McDowell. Michael McDowell has actually impressed me several times this season. There's been races where he was running really good and got spun out or wrecked or whatever. But he finished 17th.
How about this? Regan Smith, man, jumping in Kane's car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hasn't been in a car
for like 2 years,
17 months, and goes out and finishes
20th. No practice or anything.
Yeah.
Literally, he jumps in a car and goes out there and finishes 20th.
Yeah, absolutely. So some props to Smith.
He did better than Kane does with practice. And I'm not trying to dog Kane, but Kane has literally this year not really showed anything. So, yeah, absolutely. Good call out there, Lugs.
Mm-hmm. Any other notables?
No, not for me.
McMurray.
Oh, yeah, he was strong some, yeah.
So did you guys hear about McMurray this week at all? Any of the rumblings?
About him losing his ride?
Well, that, but apparently...
Oh, they offered him to run the Daytona 500.
Yeah, Ganassi basically said, hey, you know, I'll give you a ride for the 500, and then offered him a leadership role.
Yeah.
Chip Ganassi. So, pretty much confirmed he's going to be out of the one next year. And that's, you know, remains to be seen who's going to step in there, but obviously it's not going to be McMurray.
Like, what kind of role would he take on? Like a driver coach?
Could be. Yeah. Yeah. Something similar like what Max Pappas did for Chase or, you know, there's other sort of other similar situations or, you know, drivers have stepped in to do that type of a role.
Yeah. Getting any takes on that, Devin?
On Jamie leaving?
Yeah. Or any notables from Indy itself?
I don't have any more notables other than just McMurray, but I feel like that's going to be kind of a hard ride to fill just because Jamie is a very well-respected driver, if not by the other drivers, but by the fans. But okay. I think that's going to be one of those harder cars to fill.
Yeah, you almost have to bring in someone who's got a fan base themselves. There is a lot of loyal Jamie McMurray fans out there. He came in as the California-looking kid with the spiked blonde hair, and you know he won the heart of many women. So I think that carried over. But Kane's the same way, you know, his baby blue eyes and girls fondled over him, and or where you not fondled, but you know. My bad.
We're gonna leave that one in there.
Okay, that's fine. Have you had a chance to meet any drivers, Devin?
I've met a few. I haven't really dove in with a lot of them yet. Obviously, the whole Rick Crawford ordeal—that's cool and all. Not Danica. I've met her. Not worth your time. Don't ever do it. She's rude. She is the rudest individual. Met Rusty Wallace.
I bet that'd be fun.
I met him. He was doing the Ferrari race at Daytona 2 years ago and ended up talking with him after he got crashed while he was on his golf cart to the garage area. And then I signed up Mark Martin and got to sign him up on one of the Bass Pro credit cards.
And, that's awesome.
And got to talk with him a little bit about him as my son Matt was doing. He used to race at the New Smyrna Speedway a lot.
Yeah, what is Matt Martin up to nowadays?
He wasn't really driving last time I heard. I think he is doing something now. I haven't seen him at the New Smyrna track in a while, though.
Yeah, I remember when Mark was racing, they would talk about him. And what's Matt Kenseth's son's name? Because he was racing for a while, too. I don't know if he still is. Do you know, Lugs?
I can't remember. I know he was for a while, but I don't.
Okay. Oh, well. Oh, well. I personally haven't met a lot of drivers, but we were at Hooters there across from the Speedway. We were down there, and we ran into Bubba. That was pretty cool.
I just remembered, do you remember there was a commercial for Napa it was after Earnhardt. I think it might have been 2002 or 2003. It was a Napa commercial that had Michael Waltrip and Dale Jr. in it, and they were driving down this nice, like, downtownish road, and I think it was the one that had it wasn't the parrot. There was something in there. Car that was like messing with them. I don't know if you recall the commercial, but they were parked across the street from my aunt's house.
Oh yeah.
And we got to meet the Waltrip and Dale Jr. and get to sit down, talk with them a little bit, give them a sign a few things.
That's
awesome.
That
was really cool.
That's all. I mean, not Waltrip, but Dale Jr. at least. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I didn't know any better when I was.
Oh sure. Sure. I mean, I think that's back then whenever Sokka and Lugs gave me shit about saying Walter would finish in the, you know, top 10 or whatever that year.
Yeah, you know what, though? It doesn't matter what driver it is. It's cool to meet him and get an autograph. And by the way, Matt Kent's son's name is Ross.
Ross. That's right. That's right. Good job. Thanks, Lugs. Thanks, statistician.
He's currently racing in the ARCA Midwest series.
Okay, I've not heard of ARCA Midwest, but all right, if you say so. So, talking about Waltrip, just a little information for you, Devin, is that the Waltrips are actually from about a half hour where we're from.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, so was Meth Head Jeremy Mayfield And the Greens, like Jeff Green, David Green, Mark Green, the guys.
Yes, man's favorite series of drivers. Sure. Waltrips and Greens.
Yeah, sure. You know, decent Xfinity drivers. Not much cup.
My dad and I went to the 2005 Daytona 500. And I didn't really like Jerry Mayfield, but I loved his car. And we're sitting there walking around with all the merchandise trailers. And Jerry Mayfield at his signing autographs, taking pictures. And from across the, probably like 400 feet away from it, I yell out of the top of my lungs, "You're freaking wrong, Jeremy!" And my dad grabs me and pulls me like, "Don't make yourself look stupid."
Wait, so 2005 Daytona 500, you said?
I think it was 2005 500, yeah.
Did Gordon win it?
I was young.
And yeah, he was like three.
Gotcha. I was just going to say I was jealous if it was the test because that was the one Gordon won. So,
Mayfield's car, was that the number 12 then? The mobile?
That was still the 19. That was the...
Oh, the Dodge. Yeah, the Dodge. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Green numbers, I think. Red car, or at least he ran green numbers some, yeah. Okay, trying to get. I've got old timers, so I have trouble remembering all this stuff. Lugs can remember everything. I cannot. How old are you, Devin?
22.
Oh damn, we're old, Lugs. Wow, yeah.
Making us feel old.
Dang man. Whew. Okay.
Good to know we got youth in the sport, though.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Yeah, it's good to know that somebody listens to our show occasionally, too.
We got young demographic.
We got old demographic, too. At least per our Facebook, we do.
Is that a dig at Mike?
Yeah, I don't do that Facebook stuff.
Mike's probably listening.
I got a dig at Mike because he dug at me for my IndyCar comment. So.
Yeah, true.
He actually just commented on one of our posts.
Did he?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so we, you know, how we unfortunately didn't get a chance to meet you. We did meet a fan named Mike down there. He's also consistently reaching out to us, talking to us. His son is actually having his bachelor party at Richmond here in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has. You know, if we're there, he told us to drop by, but unfortunately, we're not going to be there. Gosh, trust me, I would love that. It'd be one of the coolest things ever to go out and meet people like fans and just getting hammered with them. The stories you would have, I mean, it's amazing. I would have a good old time.
Lose your wedding ring.
What are some tracks? What are three tracks that if you had the opportunity to go to, that like you would go?
Bristol, for sure.
Okay.
Dega. For me, I've not been to Dega though.
Okay, yeah, I have been to Dega. So, Bristol, Richmond. I think Bristol, Richmond, and Martinsville.
Martinsville would be good.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the top of my list. Obviously, I want to go see, you know, Charlotte. I would love to see New Hampshire.
We'll go to the Roval then, man.
Pocono. But...
Charlotte.
Yeah, I want to do my top three are Pocono. Second one will be Sonoma because I've always been a big fan of that course.
Wow.
And then Dover.
Dover would be kind of, yeah, cool, it'd be nice. Yeah, Sonoma, I'd care less.
You say the first one was Pocono?
Yeah, that's what he said, yes. Okay. Yeah, I want to see Pocono, you know, I mean, it's I would say I was joking about Sonoma. I would actually like to see Sonoma. I like to go out to wine country sometime and just see the area, whatever. But
wine and dine.
The thing about road courses is that when they pass you on their little stretch in front of you, that's it. You have to wait another 2 minutes before they come back around. And that thing, that's one issue I have with road courses, is that it's too hard to follow. But, you know, this year they produced some good racing.
For it.
Well, that's why they made video boards and video screens, so.
Well, if I'm going to watch it on TV, I might as well stay at home, right? Save some money?
Nah.
Although it's not the same atmosphere at my house as it is at the race, that's for sure.
So what about... De Burrito, De Benedetto, said he's out of the 32 next year. Does he land in a decent quality team? What's going to happen there?
This is a risky maneuver because he said he has nothing lined up. He's just taking a shot in the dark.
to try to land
a leap of faith. I think
to try to land in the 141-631. I mean, what's?
Oh man,
he's got some options. I'll give him that. But it's awful late.
But he got some options. Unfortunately, everybody else is being talked about with these options than him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, yes, he is late to the party.
Well, except for Newman. You know, Newman. Some people are saying he's going to stay with Childress. Some people are saying he's might be leaving.
Yeah, he's going to jump to Roush. But they said if he does leave Childress, then Daniel Hemric is stepping up to that right. That's what I read today. So, Devin, your take on that, sir?
DiBenedetto, I think he needs to leave for a little bit and get his aggression kind of in check, because he seems to get a little bit too aggressive in the wrong way.
He does make some stupid moves.
He had the run with Almirola, right, earlier?
Yeah,
he does. Pocono, I think.
Yeah, he does have some stupid moves.
Well, then he did. How many people did he wreck at? He didn't wreck. That was McDowell at Daytona.
That was Stenhouse.
Stenhouse.
Yeah, Stenhouse wrecked pretty much the whole field at least once, if not twice.
Yeah, he was not. Nobody likes him that race.
Yeah, it's true.
The bad end just needs to learn to make his aggressive moves the right way, and he can get a good ride. As long as he keeps that same, I can't think of the word right now.
You know what I think? I think he would make a great Xfinity driver with a top team. Like maybe move Allgaier up and put him in Allgaier's car or put him in Sadler's car or something like that.
I was going to say Annette, but they've already dogged him.
Yeah, why you keep doing that for? He might join
our
show.
That was not me, Michael, if you're listening. That was the gas man earlier.
No, it wasn't. It was Logs. But I think he would make a great Xfinity driver. I really do. With a good team.
I can agree with that.
And, you know, just like how, you know, Sadler was in Cup. He had some good races. He wasn't fantastic. He moved to Xfinity with a decent team, or teams, I should say, and it suited him well. Some people, it's the right series for them. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And I think DiBurrito might be one of those guys.
I mean, so. I think Sadler.
I can back that.
That argument can be made for Sadler a little bit, I think.
So I'll go over a couple of the rumors that I do have listed here that's kind of still being talked about. I just mentioned about how Hemric will take over Childress if Newman leaves. If Newman leaves, the rumor is he'll be going to Roush number 6. Kenseth, the rumor is Kenseth taking over the 41 car, which I think that'd be an awesome move if that happened. And then the last one is that Chris Bell has two options on the table, either the 41 or the 95. But if that's the case, where does that leave Suarez? The silly season right now is just so damn crazy that, yeah. Any input, Devin? If you could hire in the free agents out there, who would you hire?
Who would, for like my dream team or in current teams?
Like, let's just say right now you owned a car and you had a vacant seat and you have Kane out there. Well, Kane's retiring. You have DiBurrito out there, Newman, Kenseth,
Bush,
Suarez. Yeah, Kurt Busch. Who would you sign? McMurray, yep. Hemric, Chris Bell. Justin Allgaier.
Priest.
Ryan.
Hunter Nemechek.
AJ Allmendinger.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drivers.
It is.
Not a big Christopher Bell fan. Daniel Suarez, I feel like that he could get. Because I feel like with the whole Joe Gibbs racing thing, I feel like they were putting more money into Bush and Hamlin's car. And kind of leaving him in the back, even though he can run good, for some reason I feel like that he's not having the best car. So I feel like if he got into one of those top cars, he could outrace any of those guys out there.
I want to see Hunter Nemechek in a Cup car, and it will happen eventually. But
front row, John Hunter Nemechek doesn't have the same ring.
I want to see him in a Cup car.
Yeah, and
I'm excited to see where Martin goes.
Yeah, you don't
think, like, screw it.
Yeah, so do you think he'll go to the 19? And if so, we talked about this on last week's episode. If so, do you think he'll switch to the 78 number or stick with the 19 number?
That just depends on what he's allowed to do.
True.
Because Truex doesn't own that number. The licensing. So he can't say, hey, I want 78. There's going to be some money that's going to have to be thrown around for that to happen. Mm-hmm. I feel like sponsorship-wise, that's going to be where there's going to be some anger. Because I know that Joe Gibbs has that contract with Aris, where the 19 has that, or yeah, the 19 has the Aris orange car, but Truex being the, you still there?
Yeah, we're listening, yep.
Truex being the Bass Pro underdog New Jersey guy, everyone's gonna want him to keep that classic Martin Truex. Put the Bass Pro on there. Obviously, can't do 5 hour energy, but have that same style. And then wherever Suarez goes, I feel like there's just gonna be a lot of money that's gonna be thrown around between those two transactions.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, and honestly, it could very well. They have the money to throw around, so I would not be shocked to see Truex in a 78 Joe Gibbs car, and I would not be shocked to see Daniel Suarez in the number 19 LFR car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I could almost see that they're going to do a racing alliance like that. That Gibbs might lend the 19 number to LFR for Suarez to keep. But who knows? I mean, really, it's so far up in the air. I mean, there's really no freaking telling.
Who would you like to see as a primary sponsor on Truex's car?
Primary? I would just stick with a Bass Pro. I am such a fan of Bass Pro. You know, I'm a hunter. I'm a big hunter. Outdoors guy. So I've always been a fan of Bass Pro. So I love the Bass Pro cars. I mean, it's Stewart being sponsored by them back in the day, like, we go into the store, you see a whole display of Stewart stuff, I always thought was awesome. What's weird as hell, though, is they sponsor Chevys, sponsor Ford, sponsor Toyotas. It is weird to see that now, that we used to never would even consider thinking that, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What other options would there be for a sponsor other than Bass Pro? You said Aris, obviously, because of the contract. Has there been any ramblings of anybody else?
I haven't heard any ramblings, but there's a sponsor that's been missing and has never gotten into NASCAR, and that's Rockstar Energy.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean,
Rockstar Energy, they have the money for it. I feel like that would be a really good fit on Truex's car.
A flat black with a gold star? That would look good.
It would look good, yeah, I'll give him that.
Side. Yeah.
But how does that play out if... Okay, so obviously Monster is the title series. Maybe Red Bull's going to Johnson.
Maybe,
Rockstar
right.
on Truex. You got three energy drinks.
That'd actually be fun. That reminds me back in the day where you used to have the tobacco companies competing and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it reminds me of. But that's modern era is the energy drinks.
You got like Skoll and you got
Winston, the Copenhagen car or whatever.
Jimmy Spencer Winston car.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he also had the camel car too.
Yes, he did. I remember the purple and yellow camel car. Yep. Yeah. Number 23, right?
Showing her age.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, that is actually a very good thought on a sponsor that I hadn't thought about. First thing that comes to mind with that would be, what's the availability to come in with Monster being the name sponsor? Because, like, when the Sprint owned it, they allowed
AT&T.
Grandfathered companies, but they wouldn't allow any new phone companies to come in. But... I don't know, because all the ramblings or rumors about Red Bull makes me think there isn't any kind of...
I haven't heard that there is. Not to say there isn't, but
yeah. But I definitely, you know, actually, I kind of like that. The one thing I could see with it is that with Joe Gibbs being so affiliated with Kyle Busch and Kyle Busch is so affiliated with Nos, maybe they would see that as a conflict. Although it's
why could Nos step up?
You're in a Nos team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, absolutely. But I see the track you're on there, and I agree with it. And I really like that, honestly. It's a company that has a lot of money that they come in and do something with.
Yeah, and Nos has a pretty good presence in the Xfinity when, you know, Kyle Busch's team is racing. So you begs the question there, you know, why wouldn't they step up the Cup for a couple races?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. You opened up a door there, Devin. Very good possibilities.
We'll get some rumors started on Twitter this weekend.
I mean, okay, so you think about it, you know, Winston Cup back in the 80s, the big companies were your tobacco and alcohol companies. Right? You had Coors Car, Miller Car, and beer, not so much hard liquor. Hard liquor was a little bit more later when you had the Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, etc. But what I'm getting to is what industries have replaced those key industries back in the day, and I think he's onto something there, is those energy drinks. That's the modern day alcohol. That, in my opinion. So I definitely think Devin's onto something there. And
all the rest are going to be your insurance companies, are going to be
food
and just regular retail stores.
Yeah.
You're not really having anything along the lines of, like, you say Gatorade, for example. That's another one that isn't really ever seen in NASCAR.
They've always been like associate sponsors, but they've never been, yeah, a true. I mean, they've always been part of PepsiCo, so they've kind of always been on the back burner for Gordon, et cetera, but never in the spotlight.
I think that'd be a cool one to see, too.
Yeah, definitely. Man, that's definitely a lot of possibilities. And there might be a whole industry that we're not even thinking of as well. You know, we think about sodas because, you know, Coke and Pepsi's always had such a presence, but. And Mountain Dew with Dale Jr., but there might be, like, who would ever thought the National Guard when they came on with Junior's car?
Yeah.
You know, so there might be something that we're not even thinking of that's going to come in and be a shocker.
Here's one I just thought about. Are you surprised that you have not seen a Fortnite paint scheme?
Well, I guess, yeah, kind of, because we know we occasionally see the GameStop car, you know, be sponsored with some kind of game or like Gears of War or something like that. And definitely, I think my phone just dinged, I'm sorry. Give me one second here. Oh, I'm just looking, make sure nobody else is trying to call in. No, they're not. Okay, I'm not that important. Good. But... I guess what I'm getting to is that I'm not shocked because it's not really the best demographics for Fortnite, but I am surprised a little bit that they haven't pushed some video games more. Like, why haven't we seen an iRacing car?
Well, we have in the Xfinity, Tom Jeske.
Yeah, but not in Cup is what I'm saying.
Probably money standpoint, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we should put a Kickstarter campaign together and for us to sponsor a car. Like GoFundMe,
like the what was the Bitcoin, was it the Bitcoin that they did on was that the Benedetto with the dog, remember?
I know the Zynga poker, but I don't know.
Do you remember what I'm talking about, Devin, a couple years ago?
I'm trying to think about it.
I don't.
It had a giant dog,
like the Target dog.
No, like the one from the Doge memes.
No idea. Look it up for us, Logs.
Okay.
Look it up. While you're looking it up, we're going to continue to move on a little bit. So anyway, that's all the rumors that I've heard, that I've researched, etc., other than what we've already mentioned in previous episodes. One thing that I seen on Twitter that really made me laugh was Bubba Wallace calling out Denny Hamlin. Did you, Devin, did you get to see him calling him out? for his writing abilities?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so Denny Hamlin's, you know, doing a 9/11 commemorative, like, writing and say, you know, we support our troops or whatever, and instead of putting your, Y-O-U-R, Denny Hamlin writes your, Y-O-U-R-E, and Bubba Wallace retweeted that and called Denny out on that, and that was hilarious. I thought that was funny. And they started making fun of him, saying 10,000 races, because I guess he made a comment about 10 or 1,000 races before. So, did you find
something? Bubba's got to get some humor.
What's that?
Bubba Wallace has a really good sense of humor.
Oh, oh yeah, absolutely. Like, when he made the comment,
I respect him very much as a driver.
Yeah, we really like Bubba. Like I said, we got a chance to meet him. He could have told us, you know, to get away from him, whatever. But he was super nice. He said, yeah, sure, take a picture with me. You know, super super nice guy. But yeah, I absolutely agree, and I think that I will definitely see him. You know who he reminds me of, Lugs? He reminds me of a modern-era John Andretti. Driving for Petty, capable of winning a couple races, always had a positive attitude, mm-hmm. You know, good demeanor. It just reminds me of a modern-day John Andretti.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And another thing that Bubba Wallace called out on Twitter was they're, you know, opened up the most valuable or most popular driver award, and first thing Bubba does is retweet and say, congrats, Chase Elliott.
Even though it doesn't close until championship weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did find that it was Dogecoin, like the dog, the D-O-G-E. If you're familiar with memes, you know what it is.
I have no idea.
Gas means.
I am illiterate when it comes to internet and music. And
he doesn't even get the internet. I don't know how he has this podcast. But but it was Dogecoin. It was Josh Wise, and it was back in 2014. Basically, Reddit put together a GoFundMe, and they raised $55,000 and basically sponsored the car for one race. So there you have it.
Wow. Maybe we can do that. I don't know.
We need to get some more listeners there, Gasman.
Yeah, I know, don't we? And last thing I actually had to talk about that I want to bring up was about some comments that Brad Keselowski made. He said there's two things that NASCAR is doing right, and that is safety and TV contracts.
One of the two is correct.
So I'm sure you listened to several of our episodes, right, Devin?
Yeah.
Yeah, something that gets me fired up is the damn TV contracts. Because I just can't fathom why we've put our freaking crown jewel events on NASCAR, NBC, or NBCSN, or Fox Sports 1. Why would you put the flagship shit on these substandard stations?
Doesn't make sense.
I miss NASCAR on TV. I miss those days so much. Being able to just turn on TV, go to channel 32, and you can watch the whole race just like you did now.
Now, forgive me, because obviously we didn't get to see the coverage for Sunday, and obviously it was postponed, but was that going to be on regular NBC? I'm sure the postponed rain was on NBC Sports, but was the...
Let me see if I can... that was NBC.
It's just frustrating that they do that crap. They want to bitch and moan about TV ratings. I bitch and moan about TV ratings whenever you kind of dig your own hole. Dang it, Brian France. You idiot.
He's not listening. He's taking a hiatus.
Yeah, true. I work with a Brian France. I sent you the email today, didn't I? The picture, yeah. Oh,
that's all right. Well, do we want to make our picks for next week? And
I think Devin was looking that up, weren't you, Devin?
What's that?
Oh, I thought you, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking up the what station that race was on. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was NBC.
It was NBC. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. that's good to know. But Darlington wasn't. So.
All right.
So picks. You know, let's. Next week is Vegas for our fans who don't know, you know, home of Kyle and Kurt Busch.
Got all three series there. Yeah. Truck, Xfinity and Cup. So
yes, exciting times. So our guest on the phone, Mr. Devin from Twitter. Devin, who do you pick next week's winner or this weekend's winner?
I didn't get to watch Vegas earlier this year, so I'm gonna let you guys make your picks first.
Oh.
And I'll
just find my... Okay. Oh. I'll go first because I'm greedy.
You asked, you went first last week.
All right, go ahead, guess me.
No, that's all right. You go ahead. I'm a nice guy. I'm not greedy.
All right. I'm
you know
going
what?
With...
I think I'm going to pick. Let's see. My picks are going to be Keselowski for,
what?
Yeah, for three in a row. And my dark horse is going to be Ryan Newman. So, quick fact for you, the last three races at Vegas, Keselowski has the best finish rating, and he's had three top 10 finishes. So, big momentum going into Vegas.
Good for him. My pick is going to be Harvick. He won the spring race. And Paul Menard. I picked Paul because he finished ninth at Indy on Monday. And also, he finished ninth in the spring race. So, maybe he can bring home another niner.
Another niner?
Or even
niner.
Better.
Yeah, why don't you like choose him to try to win the race?
I mean, maybe he will.
I've seen him
win in person. So.
Yes, we have unfortunately seen him win in person. Actually, I didn't have a problem with him winning in person. You did, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course I did. All right, Devin, who's your picks?
We're gonna go Kurt Busch.
Okay.
Kurt. Okay, I like it.
So he started third, kind of got wrecked out, ended up 35th last race. And I'm also going to go with Ryan Blaney. He started off pole in the earlier race and ended up finishing fifth.
Okay, you know what? I was actually considering him as well, but Gasman gives me shit about how he's not an actual underdog, so I didn't pick him this week. So, but, you know, yeah, I think those are solid picks.
Yeah, and I honestly thought about going with the Bush brothers. And then I realized, you know what, Kurt's not really an underdog, so I'm not going to choose him because I'd be a hypocrite.
Well, we already know you are, so.
I'm not a hip. You know, maybe sometimes. Not.
All right.
So. Awesome.
Any
you know,
final thoughts?
Yeah, we're throwing your way, Devin. You know, what do you, else do you have?
Throw some questions out there, such as the whole Tesla debate coming to NASCAR.
Okay, what's your Twitter handle? We'll give you a shout out here, get you some followers.
We have it. He messages us all the time.
Well, he can say it on the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually don't know what it is.
Damn it! All right, well, we'll retweet you. How about that?
Yeah, I have I got it on like my phone. So, hey, have you told your friends about us?
I tell my people at work all the time.
Oh, okay. He doesn't have friends, just coworkers.
Yeah, okay.
I can't say I work with all my friends, but I just work so much, I don't really get to see a lot of my friends. I only get to see like two or three, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We get you. Are they racing fans, though?
The one with my outside work friend?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's typical what we run into. I tried talking to our waitress. We went to a bar before we started our podcast, and I had some drinks. And I tried talking to our waitress about the show, and she was so disinterested. She's like, I don't watch NASCAR. I don't watch sports. I play video games. Okay, whatever. I tried.
Spyro?
Yeah, she was talking about Spyro. Oh, whatever. Anyway, Devin, thank you for joining us. We would love to have you back again sometime. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Sorry for boring you for the last, let me look at my phone, hour 15 minutes. Again, sorry about
no,
that.
Not boring at all. I was waiting for the lobby start. I saw you guys asleep. So I was like, let me call them.
That's awesome.
I've just been sitting here watching Jay McMurray's car spin in a circle for the last, 55 minutes.
On NASCAR Heat 3?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Cool. Well, sir, you have a good night, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Keep doing what you do. Loving it. All
right.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man.
Peace.
So awesome. Thank you, Devin, for joining us. That actually was unexpected. And that's fans. That's what we talk about. We like to talk to you, hear from you. I bet Devin probably expect to talk about 5 minutes, and we kept him over an hour and 15 minutes.
We're, recorded live.
Because we're jackasses like that. Yeah. So, Devin, thank you for joining us. Sorry we're so boring to everybody. But it's always a fun and a pleasure to talk NASCAR and talk with fans like this. So
yeah, it's what we're passionate about, and you know that's what we want to talk about. I'm glad you guys take time to listen to us. So
reach out to us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. Check out our website, wreckingracing.com. You can listen to the podcast via our website or any podcast player. Thank you, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.